I could show you one really clean street, and I could show you one that upsets me. That and people throw so much crap out of their cars, I can't even.
You could say that about any neighborhood, any city, mm-hmm. any town. But I feel like Milwaukee has a weird pocket of, we're too close in relation and proximity to one another to allow that to actually be a thing. Mm. The cities like L.A., you could kind of distinctly see where things change, where the mm-hmm. scenery goes, and where what's kept nicer than others.
I couldn't agree more.
Milwaukee, you don't necessarily get that threshold. All of a sudden, and you're downtown and you go, whoa, how the hell?
Uh-huh.
What just happened? Mm-hmm. When did this economic exactly. threshold occur?
And then you decide you want to start driving out yep. of Milwaukee, and then you start seeing it yep. depending on what street you're on, right?
Because a lot of people won't agree with this.
No.
But
they I've seen it myself.
Per capita,
the trash
though?
Everywhere. I don't.
Do you think, let's say Milwaukee compares to a Chicago or a Los Angeles in terms of trash? Because there, I'd say, mm-hmm. no, we are a cleaner city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? But we have less people, so it's easier to manage.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
This was just
less
wild.
Tourists trashing our streets, and you know, XYZ. I could come up with all the reasons, mm-hmm. but I really have to ask someone. I really want to talk to someone in the sanitation department.
Something that blew my mind.
I'd be
the
like,
most.
Why you clean this street but not this one? They have to have answers to that. They must know, or is that they are cleaning them, but they're getting trashed again by the people around or driving through?
Driving through.
That would make me angry too.
You know, they're gonna boil it down to say the community. In the budget, it always comes down to those two things,
mm-hmm.
you know, B and C, budgets mm-hmm. and communities.
Milwaukee, the cleanest city? Come
with
on.
Only 309 complaints. Dog, the next city, Riverside, California. Guess how many complaints they
have?
1,609. So even we're so far off of the next cleanest city with over 1,000 complaints. We got less than 500 complaints, y'all.
Nobody's complaining because we have bigger issues.
Ooh.
The trash is nothing to these people. That maybe that's really what it is.
Ooh,
if you want me
it?
To be honest.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need. We need a little honesty. See what I did there?
Yannisty, started a new Milwaukee term.
No, people been doing that, man. Come on, you got to be honest.
Not in my world. You started one in my book, Yannisty. There it is, everybody. You heard it first. From yeah. Allie and DZ, tell your friends. Wow. Okay, well, if you have comments or thoughts, you're more than welcome to call or text 414-533-1037. Milwaukee voted the cleanest city, and we'll leave it at that. Unless somebody has something interesting to add to that.
Really, though, I don't
because
know.
I'm just going to go in circles saying, no, we're not.
I guess maybe we are.
Some streets are. All right, she's coming to Pfizer Forum next year, and we are so excited about it. Olivia Rodrigo, going to be in town March 16th. Somebody is going to see her right now. We announced she's coming this week, and now we have tickets.
You say next year, and it sounds far, but it's really not.
No, it's not.
It's around the corner, dog. Don't play yourselves.
Today is September 15th. We are in the middle. In Halloween is in a month and a half, everybody.
For real. Don't get caught lacking.
It's not weird to go shopping for a Halloween costume at this point. That's where we're at.
Spirit Halloween is open. For real.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Is the big pumpkin up by State Fair Park?
Spirit Halloween is officially open. I don't know if they're doing a pumpkin
Express.
This year, but Spirit, for a Halloween Express, all that stuff, it's officially here.
Damn.
So don't sleep on next year. Olivia Rodrigo going to be here tomorrow,
I'm
going
to go get my costume the day before Halloween like I always do. Okay, DZ?
Anyway, I ain't faulting you.
What I'm saying. Let's give away these Olivia Rodrigo tickets, though. 414-533-1037. You want to go see her when she comes to Fiserv? Well, just be caller 33. I'll do that for you, DZ. DZ, you
Thanks.
Love the number 3.
I like that. Appreciate you.
414-533-1037. Good luck. Going to be in town March 16th at Fiserv Forum. Olivia Rodrigo. Amy is calling from Waukesha this morning. Good morning, Amy.
Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Very serious. She said hi.
What you doing?
Sorry.
It's okay.
My kids at school. Oh. I got the little ones in the back crying.
Oh, she's distracted. Amy's a little distracted.
Amy, you know DZ's
That's
got
okay.
a 2-year-old and one on the way, and I have 2 kids, so we understand.
Yeah.
Mom, all you need to.
So.
Don't worry about being on the radio. Handle the children. You're going to see Olivia Rodrigo, okay?
Woo.
Awesome. My daughter is going to be so excited.
Ooh, how's the kiddo?
Hi. Well, my daughter I'm going to take is 12.
Oh, she's
perfect.
Got a freak
Love
out.
That.
That's Olivia Rodrigo aged.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Amy, hold on. We're going to get your info and get you hooked up. I'll let your mom put her on. Poor thing.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, we can so relate.
You hear that baby in the background?
And you know how it is? She doesn't have time to be on the phone right now.
Kids begging for snacks. She's going, hi, hey, one tickets. Okay.
Uh-huh. She's like, yeah, hold on. She got a phone up against her shoulder in her ear.
Kid tugging at her pocket. God. Oh, snap.
All right. Well, there it is. Our last set for this week of Olivia Rodrigo tickets. The good news is you have like a day or two left to go to our website and try to win those Brewers Cardinals tickets and a Jersey Mike's tailgate.
That's right.
And while you're there, you can also try to win Adam Sandler tickets. It's all on the front page.
Oh, that hit I Missed You tour. Mm-hmm. Dang, bro. We got too much going on our .com, bro. Mm-hmm.
1037kissfm.com. More winning sits right there for you. If you missed Olivia Rodrigo tickets, don't worry. We've got more next week. I said what I said.
There's no need to cry. We got you.
We have more to give away, and I'm excited about that. DZ, you and I had some words, and I think they're fighting words, because you told me...
Put them up.
You don't agree with me about the best part of popcorn.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So I don't think rude. I agree with you about popcorn, period. But what's up? You trying to fight? What's up?
I am, actually. You're wrong. And everybody knows it.
What do you mean I'm wrong and everybody knows it? Explain yourself, Allie.
My son and I are very into this new show on National Geographic called Meet the Chimps.
What?
My son Owen and I are binging a show and we can't get enough of it. It's our thing together right now. And we like to eat popcorn and watch our show.
Like a movie date. Yeah.
Like a movie date. It's good bonding mom-son time. Yep. We've been watching episodes every night together. I'm invested like I'm invested in The Real Housewives. It's that serious.
Dang.
I think me and these chimps are friends at this point. They have names, they have thoughts, they have ideas.
You said it's Meet the Chimps on that geo?
Some National Geographic. Okay. It's like a reality show for chimpanzees.
No wonder you in it. You invested in these chimps drama.
It combines my love for reality TV and Owen's loves for nature and science. It's great.
Bonding.
So.
Parent bonding, yeah.
He says, let's make popcorn. I'm in always. And as the popcorn gets lower, the bowl gets more and more popcorn gone. Mm-hmm. You know, we're taking bigger clumps
bigger
of popcorn.
Hand grabs.
Because I'm like, he's going to clear out the popcorn bowl if I don't get my hand in here.
It's a race to the finish.
Come on. Well, we get down to the kernels and I see my hand's going quick, his hand's going quick, and I'm like, he better leave the half-popped kernels alone. Those are mine. And I look over and Owen's digging. I go, get away from the kernels, man. He's like, those are mine. I go, the kernels are mine. And he said, no, they're mine. And I said, the best part of the popcorn is the half-popped kernel at the end, my friend.
What?
And he said, well, I like the full ones. I said, huh? Nobody eats the actual unpopped kernels. You gotta eat the half-popped ones.
Well, nobody eats any of those. Y'all are tripping.
The half-popped ones are so good.
Uh-uh.
So we got into an argument because we both wanted to eat the kernels. And then I said to you, everybody knows the best part of popcorn is the half-popped kernels at the end. And DZ looked at me and said,
false. Everybody knows that the best part about popcorn is the buttery, salty deliciousness at the top. Nobody cares about the bottom of the bag, bro.
Well, that's not true, DZ. I care about it. And you're wrong. So that's the deep discussion this morning. How do you feel about the popcorn kernel? What's the best part of the popcorn? Do you eat the kernels? I like it burnt, by the way. I hope you burn it,
okay,
too.
Okay, no, I do agree with that. A little burnt popcorn is delicious.
Oh, you are into the burnt popcorn.
I am into the more burnt popcorns. Okay. Yeah, well, then that ensures you get as many kernels as you can.
Mm.
You feel me? But that buttery, deliciously salty goodness at the top, that's creme de la creme. And that's coming from a cat that doesn't even eat popcorn like that, G. No, for real. I really don't even eat popcorn like that.
I don't even eat it that much either because keto, I stay away from corn. So I have small amounts of popcorn.
Fair.
But I do eat it and I love the half pop kernels. All right. Let's have a deep discussion about popcorn today because you're wrong.
Pop, pop, pop.
Poppity pop, pop.
We're going to get it popping. No pun intended.
100%. We will take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. All right. DZ is so wrong. The half popped kernels are the best part of popcorn. I said what I said. Fight me.
Agree to disagree. Allie's definitely wrong because the best popcorn is the top, most buttery, saltiest bits.
Audra in Milwaukee texted in, said, I love the half pop kernels. Those are by far the best part. Audra, let's share a bowl together, but stay away from my kernels.
Y'all can't share a bowl together. Y'all gonna be fighting for it.
Stephanie is calling from New Berlin this morning. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We good. We just felt like arguing.
So it's Friday. You know.
Well, somebody texted in and said, it's called popcorn, not kernels or half popped.
Thank you.
DZ
Snaps for that, baby.
It's like the dessert at the end of popcorn. I'm like, give me the half pop kernel.
So weird.
Stephanie, where do you stand on this?
So I'm going to blow your mind. I agree with both of you for two different reasons.
Huh.
One, I really like the salt buttery on top, and that is what I will eat. But I remember when I was a kid, the half popped kernels were awesome.
Right.
Just nowadays, when you get older, you just don't trust your teeth, and I don't want to lose a filling.
Okay, Grandma. Like that. What the hell? I don't worry about my teeth popping out.
Stephanie's so right.
I don't trust my molars no more.
I've seen people lose like half of a filling on like a burnt French fry before. So like with stuff being so expensive,
listen,
I'm not going to take the chance of losing.
Well,
a
maybe
or
they
something.
Should have brushed their teeth and not gotten a cavity, which would have given them the filling, Stephanie.
I'm blaming the popcorn and the kernels.
I'm never gonna say that again because now I'm gonna go to the dentist and I'm gonna end up with a cavity next time.
I jinxed myself,
didn't I? Because I never have them. It's gonna jinx me.
Well, Stephanie's a fool. That she said, I actually agree with both. Mm-hmm. Young me is on Allie's side. Old me knows what DZ's talking about.
Thanks, Stephanie. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Jen in Whitewater this morning. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
Hey.
I hope you're normal and you like the half pop kernels as much as I do, because that's where it's at when you eat popcorn.
Or you're a regular human being like me and eat the popcorn the right way.
I'm going to go with DZ on this one. Everything's better with salt and butter.
Say that again.
That's true. Nothing? Yeah. You never even touch the half pop kernels?
I try to get there before we get to the bottom, really. But I have a suggestion. Have you ever tried melted peanut butter on popcorn?
No.
Fabulous. Mix a little butter in with some peanut butter and melt it and drizzle it across the popcorn. It is fabulous.
That sounds like work.
I'll take a tip, though.
I mean,
I'll take a tip today.
I got some popcorn to try. Fine. It's fine.
I'll report back.
This was my first time calling. I'm going to call the next 4 days.
Jen in Whitewater, day one.
Jen in Whitewater.
Listen, Monday, day two.
And I'll tell you how the popcorn with the peanut butter went.
Jen, you're going to love it.
Jen will always be the one we met. We learned about peanut butter on popcorn. Okay, goodbye, Jen.
Bye.
This is how this works. You say bye, I say bye.
We just keep saying bye. We're both parents. You know we never just say bye. Say bye 15 times.
I'm talking DZ and her in the background. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, later. See you. Okay, talk to you. Have a good weekend. I want to tell you about the peanut butter.
That's another topic when everyone's worried nobody will hang up first.
True.
That's what my kids do. Ivan's in Elkhorn. Ivan, good morning. We're talking about how the half-pop kernels... What is he, in a wind tunnel? The half-pop kernels...
Running through it.
...are the best part of popcorn at the end. DZ doesn't agree with me. What do you think?
I think I'm with DZ. I like the butter on top with the saltiness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm one with my wife. She doesn't like the butter. So I try to put it on top just so the tomato, that's what she gets, and she doesn't get up my butter.
You know, Ivan's wife would probably agree with you then, Allie. She likes the kernels at the bottom because they get less butter. That's your girl.
Well, so basically, he's teaching me I need a man who doesn't like them so that we go well together.
You need your opposite.
Thank you, Ivan. You have a great day. Danielle in Maguanago texted in and said, my boyfriend hands over the bowl when it's the half-pop kernels because he knows they are mine. That's right, Danielle. You've trained well, girlfriend.
Sit, puppy.
Just saying.
Good doggy.
That's right. And whoever else texted in, Allie, I love you, but this time you're wrong. Fluffy butter top of the bag is primo. I don't agree with you. I'm sorry, Janet in Milwaukee, who texted that in.
Janet
just
made
saying,
an enemy today.
I will die on this hill. Half pop kernels for life.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Diana wrote into the show. She sent a message to Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. She wants to know if she's a jerk for eloping so her parents cannot come to her wedding. I said what I said.
I know. Doesn't make it less funny.
It is, right? Here's what she said. She said, hi, Allie and DZ. Please help me out. My parents are divorced and remarried. They are the parents who cause chaos when they're in the same room. So me and my fiance made the decision to elope. My parents are now upset because I'm depriving them of the wonderful experience of wedding stuff, like the dress visits and cake eating. My fiance and I are on the same page about this, though. So am I the jerk? for wanting to avoid the expense and the drama by eloping so my parents can't come to my wedding.
That's tough.
I say this every time. Weddings are not about everybody else. They're about you and your partner. We make them about it. We try to people please and include people in our big day. But after that ends, the one wedding day, the one big day you work up to, you got to go home and live with that person. And it's real.
And it's
a relationship. And it's about that marriage, not the hoopla of the event and the wedding. You know what I mean? It's about the marriage.
Yeah, but nah, G, because it is about that hoopla. It is about the event. It's about the dress.
We've
it's about who
made
did
it
what.
That.
We've made
We've
it that.
We've made it that as a society.
We've accepted it as such, too, and people love it. Who doesn't love celebrating nuptials for somebody?
Me.
I can see that.
Over
no,
and
you
over.
Know, you know you love a good wedding.
Sometimes.
Cap.
All right, fine. I'm going to one next month. You're right.
Exactly.
I do like weddings.
Cap.
It's not the point, though. I like other people's weddings.
I'm torn because I'd argue both sides.
Yeah.
I'd honestly be able to say, no, the wedding is just for you and your partner. This is only about y'all. Elope. Have fun. But then I'm going, dang, mothers, fathers, cousins, uncles.
Well, I know. They make it all about them, and that's my point.
Presents,
it's about the couple.
Presents. Money.
I like presents.
The money that they get.
The amount of money you make at weddings
you make a killing.
Sick. It's stupid.
I want to say you a jerk just off of that alone because then you're not giving yourself the opportunity to get some of that money back. You know?
You still have to live with the person, though, with all that money, though.
Hey.
You better like them.
A come-up's a come-up. I'm not. Who am I? Who am I?
Hey, I agree with you, and the come-up is great till all the money's gone. It always goes somewhere.
I don't know which way I'm leaning, though.
414-533-1037. So that's the number. You can call or you can text. Diana wants to know if she's a jerk for eloping because she doesn't want her parents at the wedding. She says that they're drama. They're chaos. They don't get along.
And why would you want that on your day?
She just wants to elope.
Tough.
We're going to take your calls and your texts next.
FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Diana wrote into the show, wants to know if she's the jerk because she wants to elope. So her parents can't come to the wedding because they don't get along in their drama. She wants to avoid the chaos. Her fiance's on the same page. Is she the jerk for leaving family behind? Somebody texted in and said, girl, not the jerk. You're grown enough to get married. Then do you. Your wedding, your life.
True.
Setting healthy boundaries is the best form of self-love.
I like that.
Well, Miko's on the phone and he said, oh, I got to get on this one. I think he's fired up this morning.
You mad, Miko? What's up?
No. Well, you know, I just celebrated my 1 month anniversary. So we got married in Puerto Rico. So that's why I had to get in on this.
That's right.
That's right.
Miko. Okay, go on.
Yeah. So no, she is definitely not the jerk. We had it lucky. My wife's dad didn't come. You know, we were a little bummed about that, but her mom came. I stressed out about having like 80 people at the wedding and all this and all that.
Men always think about money and logistics and people. Women are just like, it's going to be perfect. We've got fake flowers and they're in the cutest little bouquets on the table, honey.
Yeah, no.
He's like, no.
That.
Do not forget that.
I saw my vibe. Go on.
Once they told me $8,000 for flowers, I was already mad.
It's great. Dude, weddings are no joke.
But anyway, elope. Go do what you want to do. Be happy. The day's about you. You know what? You want to have a celebration when you get back? Again, your choice. Mm-hmm. You can have a little reception when you get back. Everybody celebrate. Everybody be there.
Right.
Let the drama happen in the corner. And don't even care about it. I mean, just go do you. Go be happy.
You know
celebrate.
What?
Get married. Yeah.
I just thought of something, Miko. The way you really could do it is go elope, like he said, and then come back and say, look, if you guys really want to celebrate us, throw it. We'll show up.
Thank you.
We don't want a wedding or a party, but if you're going to throw it and do everything, we'll show up. Like a baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
I want to walk in. Say hi, take my presents, thank everyone for coming,
bye.
Eat some food, and I want to leave. And then somebody else cleans up.
And I want my to-go plate, too. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yes, and I want everyone telling me how great and cute I look the whole time, just like a baby shower.
And they can very well do that, if that's their prerogative.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Miko saying, do you, man. Have fun. Go bye-bye. Enjoy it. And then when y'all come back, decide what you do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep, exactly. That's,
all right. He says, not a jerk. Thank you, Miko. Have a good day.
Welcome. You too.
Carly is calling from Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning.
Is Diana a jerk for wanting to elope so her parents can't come to her wedding?
Keep it a buck. Be honest.
You're absolutely absolutely not a jerk.
Oh, she said,
that's two.
Yeah, for real,
on.
Though. Right.
Not even a question. Go on.
A lot of times, family think that just because you're family, that no matter what you do, they're obligated to always be involved in anything in your life.
Mm.
They kind of take advantage of you.
Ah,
just such a family.
The entitlement that we get to be there whenever anything happens because we're your family.
They use your milestones as their milestones. Mm-hmm. It's like family lives vicariously through you or something.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I totally, I feel like you guys already covered pretty much everything I wanted to say.
Oh my gosh. You're saying we're right and we're geniuses. You know what? Me, DZ, and Mika will accept it. Not
Carly.
The jerk.
Carly, thank you.
Everything Mika wanted to say was what I wanted to say.
Carly said, y'all took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, the check's in the mail. We're going to take one more call, and then we'll see if it's a clean sweep today.
Yeah, have a good day, Carly.
Thank you.
Did she just say
everything we said was right?
She called us a genius. I know she did.
Nobody ever does that.
No, she said we were geniuses.
One
I heard
more
it.
Call. One more call. Oh, hello. Good morning, Turner.
Oh, snap.
I love her.
No
her
question.
So much.
Say less.
I can't believe it.
Amanda.
Wow.
Hello, welcome to the show.
Woo.
Hello.
Sound like she was running.
I was running.
Okay, Amanda, we're going to do this together. Deep breaths. We got this, girlfriend. Is Diana the jerk? Woosah. Is Diana the jerk for wanting to elope so that her parents cannot come to her wedding?
No, absolutely not the jerk. I say, go, you go, girl.
Sweet.
I knew that our callers were geniuses this morning, DZ. I knew it.
It's another sweep, baby.
It's another sweep. Well, you and Carly, Amanda, you go together like peanut butter and jelly. And Miko's just there for the bread
go.
And the cherry on top. It's not the jerk. Did that make any sense what I said?
Yes, 100%.
Great.
And if it didn't, then it wasn't for you.